Grocery store meltdown. Pam just picked up little Susie at daycare and is taking a few minutes to get something for supper at the local grocery store. It is Wednesday evening and she doesn't get paid until Friday, but the cupboard is bare. Some homemade chili would be great, and there will be enough leftovers for Thursday night. She swings into the parking lot and carries little Susie into the store and places her in the cart. They wind around the meat section and grab some ground turkey, swing up the canned vegetable aisle to get some chili beans and tomato sauce, and then head down the aisle to the crackers. Uh-oh, Susie has spotted the cookies. Susie grabs the cookies off the shelf, and when Mom explains that they can't get those today, honey, Susie is devastated. She grabs the cookies a little tighter and says, "I want cookie." Mom removes the cookies from Susie's grasp and places them back on the shelf. Now she's done it. Susie screams "No!" at the top of her lungs and begins to cry and scream as loud as she can. All eyes are now on Susie and her mom. Pam is mortified. Most parents have encountered such situations when their children are young, at the grocery store, the toy store, and so forth. Young children have difficulty handling highly emotionally charged situations. The first incident of disappointment during a public outing may be a genuine emotional response, but how the parent handles that first incident may set the scene for future outbursts. Behaviors are eliminated or increased based upon the outcome. If an individual receives something desired based upon a behavior, then the likelihood of the behavior occurring again is increased. On the other hand, if the behavior is not followed by the thing desired, that behavior is less likely to repeat. Let's look at how Pam might inadvertently increase the probability of future public meltdowns. We know that Susie is dealing with extreme disappointment right now. She expresses that disappointment through screaming and crying. But what is her mom experiencing? Well, she is upset too. She doesn't like to see her little girl unhappy, yet she knows if she buys the cookies, she won't have enough money for lunch the next day. She is also feeling quite embarrassed and would like the all eyes on her situation to end now. What is the fastest way to end this embarrassing situation? Pam grabs the cookies and shoves them into the tear-soaked hands of her three-year-old. Suddenly, Susie's smiling, and the other shoppers have ended their critical looks and have resumed their shopping. All is right with the world, or is it? What Pam has just done is ensure that Susie's tantrum behavior will occur again. And because Pam got what she wanted, the ending of the embarrassing situation, she will likely give in again in similar situations. Not good. Pam has just taught Susie that when she wants something that her mom cannot provide, all she has to do is scream and cry, and Pam will quickly provide the desired item or activity. We can all relate to Pam's dilemma. She's tired from a full day at work, and all she really wants to do is get something for supper and have a relaxing evening. Then she faces the embarrassment of all eyes on her due to Susie's behavior. How many of us would give in at that point? But now she has a problem that will likely cause heartache in the future. What could she have done differently? Well, there are really several ways to handle this. Pam could have stood her ground and continued her shopping in spite of the scene her daughter was causing. Or she could have removed Susie from the cart and carried her silently out to the car, buckled her in her car seat, and silently waited for Susie to stop crying. Let's see how each of these approaches might play out. If Pam stood her ground, Susie may have cried and screamed through the remainder of the shopping trip. This would prove embarrassing for Pam, but Susie would learn a valuable lesson. That is, screaming and crying doesn't get me what I want. Or, once out of the cookie aisle, Susie may just slowly stop crying, again teaching a valuable lesson to Susie and to Pam. Susie would learn that the screaming and crying doesn't work, and Pam would learn that standing firm prevents future grocery store meltdowns. The second approach of Pam silently carrying her daughter to the car is more labor-intensive, but will also teach Susie the valuable lesson that tantrums do not allow her to gain access to desired items. Once Susie stops crying, Pam should calmly ask Susie if she's ready to go back in the store. If Susie nods yes, Pam will continue her shopping. If Susie begins tantruming again, Pam should once again take Susie to the car and repeat the process. Typically, after the second trip to the car, the child will cease the tantrum behavior in the store. If not, Mom should drive home. It is an inconvenient lesson, but if Pam doesn't maintain her authority now, she will deal with the same type of situation countless times in the future. With that said, in the future, Pam can set up a contingency in which she tells Susie before going into the store the first time that if she is very good and doesn't ask for anything, when they check out, she can pick a candy bar to eat after supper. Pam will reward Susie for desired behavior. If Susie has a meltdown, she does not earn the candy bar, and on future trips with the same contingency, she will be more likely to exhibit the desired behavior. Thank you for listening today. If you have questions or you have a topic that you'd like me to discuss, please email me at harla@understandingyourchildsbehavior.com. I always maintain my listeners' confidentiality. And if you have a moment, please check out my website at https://understandingyourchildsbehavior.com. I look forward to hearing from you.